And we got Dave Mason on the line. Aloha, Dave. How are you doing?
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Just getting ready to go on the road.
Yeah, you leave tomorrow, don't you?
Yes.
But that's the Hawaiian Island tour, because you're going to be actually coming back here to play this Saturday in concert.
February 10th on Saturday, yes. The MAC, Dave Mason Band will be there. And that kicks, I mean, this pretty much kicks off, we'll be out till around the 16th of March. So we go over to the mainland.
Well, you know, I've been in radio long enough, Dave, that I was playing your first albums when they came out, and of course you started at a young age, you know, you're from England, and you were playing with Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Chris Wood, all the way. For a couple of years, Traffic was a groundbreaking, unbelievable group, and it's still, you know, it's considered one of the, I don't know, should I say intelligent, but very well thought out, groundbreaking musically group. And, I mean, the song you did at 19, Feeling All Right, I mean, still is huge. I mean, absolutely huge. Of course, Joe Cocker kind of helped that one, but.
Thanks to Cocker, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It never stops, that song.
And then you went on to your own career, and you did some amazing things, absolutely amazing things. And along the way, of course, you played with some of your friends. I mean, of course, I'm sure everyone wants to hear what it's like playing with Jimmy. Didn't you play with Jimmy for a little while, Jimi Hendrix?
He and I spent time together, and I finished up on two of his records, one playing acoustic guitar on Feeling on All Along the Watchtower, and singing on Crosstown Traffic.
Those are both great, of course. One of the great, 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 great ones, you know.
Oh yeah, he was something else.
And did you sense that when you played with him, that he was, is just his guitar playing was just so completely out of this world?
Well, the first time I saw him playing in a little club in London, before he was known, it was like, okay, might as well find another instrument to play.
Well, it's so interesting. I still kind of wonder about this London-America thing that was so interesting, that because everyone in America was fascinated with English music, right? We had this, like, old George Harrison and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and all that were just so, we were just mystified by them and loved them. Meanwhile, I guess in England, you were looking at some of the American, I guess mainly blues, but looking at America as like this amazing force that you kind of was even wondering if you could make a difference in. How did you feel about England when you were in America? And then how do you look back on that? Think about America now that you're living here in Maui and looking back at England.
Well, I've been in the U.S. since 1969.
Wow.
So, but anyway, I tell people, I say, you know, when you talk about the British invasion, i.e. musically, it's really an American story.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. I'm kind of psychic, but I'm not sure.
Come on, go away.
What is it, a fly? Is it a mosquito? Is it
no,
is
it's
a ghost?
Another call. It's another call.
Okay.
So unfortunately, you'll go away.
Okay.
So it's really an American story. I mean, all we did was learn everything. I mean, it all comes, all contemporary music is all from America.
Wow.
Jazz, blues, gospel. Unless you go into real country music, Appalachian music, and then that's very, you know, you get Gaelic, you can trace that through, Irish, Welsh, English. But otherwise, everything else, it's all American. So we just learned all the American, you know, copied it all.
Well,
we learned from it.
You were actually...
And then we sold it back to you.
Yes, and we loved it. Your version was always better than ours.
Well, I don't know about that.
But it's interesting now that you say it, I think about it. Paul McCartney, I think, has a house and house in England, but doesn't he also live here now? And a lot of these people you
played
with...
Paul McCartney, he can afford to live anywhere.
Yeah.
And everywhere.
Yeah, and George Harrison, you know, had a house out towards Hana when he lived here. You played with them on that great, great song, All Things Must Pass. I love that song.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love George, actually. I thought George was one. I met him only about 4 or 5 times, but I always thought he was a master and a nice guy.
Yeah, he was great. Wrote some great songs.
Yeah. Yep, and a good guitar player. Good guitar player. And you also are, there's this interesting show. You're back doing a show that was, not only are you doing the show on the road, but you had a PBS special that was done, right?
There was last, it was done last year in Hartford, Connecticut, Infinity Hall. And we have a DVD that we're putting together of it. So, and there's a new, actually, which I'll have to get you a copy of, a new EP, basically called Pink Lipstick.
So yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I'll get you a copy of that, since I now have a footprint here in Maui.
You do? What caused you to buy a house here?
I came last January to play Shep Gordon's benefit for the food bank. And most expensive New Year's I've ever spent in my life. Actually.
Absolutely.
And I think about it because we bought a house here.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you've been the only one that Mr. Shep has introduced Maui to. You know,
I've been coming here I played back here when the venue was the tennis club.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
Back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've been coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived on an island way smaller than this for 5 years.
Where was that?
St. Thomas.
Oh, how nice.
In the Caribbean. So I'm not exactly, this is big for me.
Well, isn't that?
So living on St. Thomas, which is a 3.5 by 13 mile island.
Did they get hit in that last hurricane?
I don't know. I moved there 2 weeks before a major hurricane, Hurricane Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, they were clocking 200 mile an hour sustained winds.
I can't imagine. I really can't imagine. That's wow. Well, I don't think we get, knock on wood, those kind of hurricanes
here.
Yeah.
It is part of island living.
And we know, but there's a lot of musicians who do love living here. And it's interesting because it is a bit of a trip. I mean, you're going to hop either way, you know. Going to Australia, Japan, or even the West Coast, it's about 5.5-6 hours, but then you got to get to the airport early.
I believe as an island, it's the furthest away from any landmass on the planet.
And
Hawaii.
And it's, but you are able, I mean, don't you find that you're able to be here and not be bothered by a lot of people, and you still can do your own thing in your own space a lot?
Well, I could do that anywhere. I mean, that's not really the issue. It's just, I mean, uh-huh. My life's mostly spent on the road. So I can live anywhere there's an airport.
Yeah.
To get me where I need to go.
You've been touring for years and years.
You know, and I moved, you know, I'm 72 in May.
Oh, happy birthday in May.
So I've paid my dues.
It's, oh, yeah.
A little relaxation occasionally.
Yeah, I just was hearing Paul Simon's not going to be doing his tours and... I mean, we're hearing that more and more from people. They're saying, you know, enough, and they paid their dues.
Well, it's a lot of. I mean, it all looks good for an hour and a half, 2 hours up there on stage. But you know, it's like I tell people, you're not paying me to play the music. Mm-hmm. You're paying me to leave the house is what you're paying me for.
I like that. I totally can relate to that. So, how long is the next tour going to be?
It ends in March 16th, about as far away from here as you can get, and on the mainland in Westport, Long Island.
Uh-huh. But these are places probably you know already, and they've probably played many times, so you probably have friends and fans that you already know, and good places to go for dinner and where to hang out and everything, right? So it's a little different than just going to places you're not aware of, right?
Oh, no. I mean, I've been touring America for 40 plus years.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, you get to make some friends around the country.
Yeah,
you know where to go.
Who's in your band? Who did you choose for your band? Because you've played with some of the best musicians in the world, you know, and it's funny.
Oh well, yeah, my road band is. I mean, they've been John Sambatero, who's actually with who's sang and played on a number of hit records. But was in Firefall for about 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
was a lead singer. But John has been playing with me on and off for nearly 40 years.
Wow.
So, and drummer Mick Jagger's been, Alvino Bennett's been probably with me 15 years. And Tony, my keyboard player and bass player, has been with me probably about 7 or 8 years. And then we just actually, after being on the island here and from last year, I just added as a girl singer here on the island. It's really good.
Gretchen Rhodes. Yes, she actually sang on a CD I did a couple of years back.
Yeah, well, Gretchen's coming on the road with us. She won't be here for the Hawaii show, but she will get up and do, I'm going to bring her up to do a couple of things with me at the Mac.
Oh, I'm so glad. I love her. She's amazing, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very cool. She's very cool lady.
Yes, she is.
Loves being a good singer.
Absolutely true. Absolutely
true. And hopefully, I'm hoping Willie will be able to join us for what he's been wanting to do for God knows how many years. He's finally played Watchtower with me.
Did Watchtower with Bob Dylan, didn't you?
With Hendrix.
With Jimi Hendrix, of course. And then Bob Dylan made it big as
well. Bob Dylan, that's where it all comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob, it was on the John Wesley Harding album.
Yeah, it was a good one. So we just have to give a little bow to our friend Willie. I was shocked when I heard, because we all, heard it, what happened on the stage. He fell down, and everyone was very concerned. But Willie being Willie, he gets up and the show goes on. And I was asking everyone the next couple of days, was Willie okay? He was a little dizzy, and he'd had diabetes and yada, yada. And then, when I heard on Facebook, I heard at first that he had lung cancer, was diagnosed with lung cancer. I was shocked. All I could think, Dave, was like, how in the world was he doing 5-6 shows a week, doing the Blues Fest, all of that, with lung cancer? And I did, that interview with him. I was like, I was really in shock, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I was at a little gathering he did last week for the people who did the Blues Festival, put it together. And that's where I found out. So, I think it's in early enough stages where they can, where he'll probably beat it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm definitely saying prayers for
him. Awesome talent.
He's amazing. He's amazing. Yeah, he's one of Maui's best. He is really one of Maui's.
He's best. He's one of the best, period.
Yeah. No,
Maui,
good point.
Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just, every time I've seen him in concert, I'm so blown away by his multitude of skills and abilities and vocal talents, and not just vocal. The way he plays and the way he is, and it's just his energy. It's just mind-blowing. So, but he was doing so much work. Nonstop. So.
Yeah, well, he's a working musician.
Yeah, he is, and you are. So have you thought about getting off the road and just doing less touring, or how does that feel to you?
Well, it'll just have to go. It'll have to go at the pace that I can handle it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm good for another 2 or 3 years at least.
So we talk a lot about travel because this is a travel show as well. So what? Give us tips, because you're going on the road, and you can't pack heavy. I'll tell you, I've written a travel book and everything. It's the hardest thing for me is to really cut back on what I take with me when I travel. I just always think I can do this in one bag, and next thing I know, I've gone 2 bags and the carry-ons are full and it's out of control. But how do you travel and keep it light?
Well, to start with, I have my own bus.
Oh, okay. That helps.
So a lot of stuff that I need is already in the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't do it any other way at this point. I did it for years, planes, boats, trains, cabs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to traveling, flying, Winifred, my wife, my deal with that is if you can't carry it on, it isn't going.
Wow.
And whatever we don't have, we'll get it when we get there.
Seriously?
So that's, yeah, I'm serious.
That's
and
hard.
She's done it. She can go for a month with a carry-on bag.
That's, she's my hero. I haven't been able to get that part down.
You're a girl, so you have
she
to
is too.
Choices.
I assume, right? I
mean, well, yeah, but you need choices.
Yes,
but
that's it.
But she's got choices on the bus, though, too.
Oh, okay.
So she gets a break that way, you know.
You know, you put your finger on it. It's the choices problem. It's like, well, I don't.
Exactly.
Because I just went back to New York to the Grammys. And it's like, well, I don't know if I want to wear this dress. I mean, I knew I wanted to wear that in the Grammy, but then there's another big fancy dress, and maybe I'll want to change my mind and wear this other one. And it's
exactly.
Like, you know, you want to have your choices, and maybe these shoes are, but maybe these other shoes would be better. And, oh, my gosh, I got to bring warm jackets. Well, I'll bring some sweaters and some jackets, right?
Next there you
thing,
go.
Next
gotta
thing,
have that.
Two suitcase full, right? And overweight. Oh, my gosh, I get to there, and they said, you know you are overweight on both bags. And I'm like, I'm sorry. It was the choices that brought me down. Well, that and the warm,
of course,
trying
yeah.
to have warm, 18 degrees compared to here, right?
Well, yeah, this is true. So, yeah. You know, you need that for there.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's great that you got your own bus. I mean, do you rent a bus there and then just stash it full of everything you need?
No, I own my own bus.
You own your own bus? How big is your bus home?
The bus is 45 feet by 8 feet.
That's funny. That's a lot of gas that must guzzle. You know, the other day I went down to the gas station. It was $3.75 here.
It does about 6.5 miles to the gallon.
No. Mm. Oh, that's expensive.
Yep.
Wow, 6.5 miles.
It's expensive to go on the road, period.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. My gosh. Well, you know, we're so really honored to see you be able to play here because, you know, I've played your music in radio stations ever since I've been started in radio and at every station I've been at since. But I've never seen you in concert before.
Well, I hope you're coming Saturday then.
Yeah, I want to. I have to ask Les if I can get some tickets. It's hard.
No, I'll take care of it.
Oh, yeah, then I definitely will come. Yeah, no,
all
I
right.
I really, truly, you know.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
That always helps, right? Do you expect any special guests to come down?
Well, like I said, I mean, Rachel's coming down and...
Gretchen Rose.
Gretchen
yeah.
Rose. Mm-hmm. Gretchen, and I'm hoping Willie can make it. Obviously he's going through what he's doing. And who knows? I don't know if Pat Simmons is here or who else might.
I love,
be on
isn't
the,
he?
Might be on the island.
He's the nicest guy. He and his wife, Chris, and their son, you know, just amazing. I mean, they're about as real and nice as you can get, right?
Well, his son's opening the show.
Saturday. Isn't that great? I love him. Yeah. And he's just the nicest guy, and he works on the farm, and he just goes out there, and he's got no attitude, you know, and he's traveled the whole world with the Doobie Brothers with his dad, and you know, he's just as real as you can get.
Yeah. Well, they're great. I love those guys in that band.
Yeah.
We were out on tour last summer. With them and the Journey and the Doobie Brothers and me, so that was which was a great tour.
Journey and the Doobie Brothers must have been amazing. Wow, but Pat Jr. was Pat Jr. with them?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Pat Jr.'s got a baby now.
Yep.
That impacts traveling as well.
Yes, it does.
Once you get a baby, it's a lot more stuff to carry on top of the other stuff. I mean, I hate to say it, Dave. You will not find me in a TSA line behind someone with a baby, especially twins, right? And someone in a wheelchair. I try to avoid those two. It sounds prejudicial, but it's really not. It's just a matter of time, right?
I hear you.
But it's just, you know, because you see them, you go, oh, no, no,
oh.
Not twins in front of me. Oh, my God.
Right.
But, I mean, I feel even sorrier for the people who have the twins who have to deal with it and have all the stuff that goes, the accoutrements, right, of the stuff that goes on it. Do you have any kids?
I have a daughter.
And is she on the mainland?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty amazing when you get to the level you're at, but, you know, you seem to, and again, I think anyone that's coming and buying a house on Maui has this, but you seem to have avoided some of the star trappings and ego trips that a lot of musicians who worked with Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Jimi Hendrix, Michael Jackson, Graham Nash, Stephen Stills, Rita Coolidge, Jelani and Bainey, Leon Russell, Ron Wood, Steve Winwood, and Eric Clapton, Jim Cabaldi, you don't seem to have been affected by all that in a negative way.
I don't know. I have put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
But
it's
those
just, it's just,
they could
it's
be
what I do.
Gold-plated shoes, you know. No, I'm sorry. No, I mean, no, it is. But I think there's something about Maui that kind of brings you down to earth, doesn't it?
Well, I'm pretty much that way anyway. I'm a country boy at heart. So,
well, that's why you like Kula, right?
So, yeah, I love Kula. That's where I wanted to be, but the little woman wanted to be near the beach. So we're near the beach.
Oh, you're near the beach. I thought you were up country. Okay.
No.
Oh, so you don't have
a
farm.
That was the plan.
You don't have a plant of whole backyard of farm stuff. Then you're not doing anything.
No. I want low maintenance. Thank you. I want low maintenance.
That's smart. See, this is another thing you learn when you travel a lot as well, right?
Well, as you get older too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, I mean, I even have to have someone. I'm not doing pets because it's hard when you travel a lot taking care of pets, right? But on top of that, now I found that plants can be high maintenance as well. They've got to be watered. They've got to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard to avoid all of that, you know?
There's always something.
It's always something. So what are we going to hear some new stuff, old stuff? What are we going to hear this Saturday?
I give you a mix of stuff from my solo stuff and some traffic. Traffic.
You had so much with traffic. What do you decide from traffic? There's so many great songs.
Well, I have my pick of, you know, that I've done, and some of them are, two or three of them I've rearranged my own versions of them. So that's kind of cool. Band is great. If you're into really good music and you just love great songs and music, then we can deliver that. There's no dancing girls. There's no smoke bombs.
No light shows, no lasers?
No,
you're not even doing lasers?
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. There's no lasers, no light show.
That's so funny because it's kind of now that's it's all just that. I mean, even I was looking at the Super Bowl yesterday. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Did you see Justin Timberlake in the Super Bowl?
I kind of was watching from the. I was on the computer watching from the back of the room. I mean, it was the girl who sang the national. I forget her name, but whoever
Pink,
sang the
that
national
was Pink.
Anthem was awesome.
Yeah, Pink, and she had a flu, and she.
Oh, that's right. It was Pink.
It was Pink.
Because I was listening, and I was like, I asked one of her. I said, "Who the hell is that singing?" And she said, "Pink." I was like, "Pink." Wow.
Well, Pink's
that
a mother
amazing.
Now.
She's not
doing what she did. Remember in the Grammys a few years back when she was doing the naked, dripping wet and raised
well,
up.
Well, I know. I didn't. I don't. I have to admit, I don't really tune into the Grammys.
Ah. And I don't blame you. I was just there. It was mostly all rap now. It's rap and hip hop.
Yeah, but that was the standout for me. I mean, Justin Timberlake, if you took all everything away that was going on around him, I don't know.
It would be nothing.
How much it held up.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it was all the accoutrements, exactly.
It was all flash, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely agree. And that's what most of it is now. And I think people don't get to go see a concert with just pure music and the person really just singing anymore. It's all the flash and the... I'm old school. I see I'm a dinosaur, Dave. And I like the old school. Yeah.
Well, I'm an analog man living in a digital world.
There you go. I understand that, but you know what? It's coming back around again.
Yeah. Come on, you can't listen. It's the real thing. You can't get round past that at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's really a treat talking to you. I look forward to seeing you Saturday night. Tickets are at the Mac Call 242 Show. Go to MauiArts.org. And you will be, it's just good music and music that you love and you get a chance to see it and it's part of our musical history and it's still growing and it's alive and there's people that love it. So thank you for doing what you're doing, Dave.
All right, Cindy, I'll have the couple of tickets for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Have a good one and good touring, okay?
Thank you, honey.
Okay, take care. Bye.